The following is a paid program sponsored by an independent advertiser which is not affiliated with WLS Radio or Cumulus Media. Listeners should consult their own advisor or conduct their own research before making any purchase, investment, or financial decision.
This hourly segment is sponsored by Unconventional Wisdom, the CSE Investment Show.
Now, the CSE Investment Show from WLS AM 890.
Is a commercial program paid for by Compound Stock Earnings.
Welcome to the unconventional wisdom of Joseph Hooper. It's Unconventional Wisdom, the CSE Investment Show. Come along for the ride as he turns traditional investment philosophy on its head. And now, here's Compound Stock Earnings founder, Joseph Hooper.
Okay, we're back again, another weekend here, Unconventional Wisdom, CSE Investment Show. And we have a guest for the first time. We'll get to him in just a few minutes. Not right now, but we have a guest for a few times that we've never had on the show before. And somewhat different because of his age. So this is going to be a good show. We have Randy on here, who runs our Cover Call Platinum seminars. Randy, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Joe. How about yourself?
Doing just fine. So what's going on exciting in your realm of CSE this week? Have you been adjusting to all the ups and downs of the market and crazy stuff that's been going on?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the volatility of the market, that provides multiple opportunities, whether the stocks are going up or down, because our techniques generate income in either direction. But it also provides opportunities when it's going sideways, and you can just kind of hang in there with all the different techniques. So I'm having a great time. It's getting off lots of ability to make trades as many times as you want, pretty much every day. It's just fantastic.
Well, good. I'll kind of let the radio audience out there know what we do, and then you can kind of tell them what you do within that structure, what we do, what CSE does. We don't speculate on stocks. We don't give stock advice. We're an educational outfit, but we teach a technique, our covered call techniques, and we have various versions of that technique to handle different kind of markets, different kind of financial instruments, ones where you can get huge amounts of leverage, and then ones that are our traditional covered calls, which are just plain once-a-month deals that are the most conservative thing you can do in the market. And what we do, we treat a stock like a piece of real estate, and we buy that stock based on criteria, not trying to figure out if it's going to go up or down, hopefully up, but on the basis that we just want to stay in business. We want that company to stay in business. And then we're going to rent that stock, just like you rent real estate, the exact same thing. And we rent that via a financial instrument called a covered call. And I always like to give this example. And this time I'm going to placate Randy. I'm going to say he is the one that's going to sell the covered call. Usually it's me. But let's say Randy and I both buy stock.
Amazing.
There you go. We both buy stock for $50. And We're going to rent that stock for, let's say, 5%, so $2.50 for the month. And when we buy the stock, I don't rent it. Randy does. Now, that stock's going to go up and it's going to go down. It's going to go sideways. He's going to have the ability, because he did that one simple thing of renting that stock. The risk is buying the stock, not renting the stock. He's going to have the ability to make additional money during the course of the month if the stock goes up. He's going to have the ability to make additional money if the stock goes down. And so he has those opportunities. I'm just sitting there, total speculator, hoping the stock goes up so I can sell it for a profit. He doesn't have to do that. And he's got more money than we both paid the same $50 for the stock, and he's got $2.50 more than I've got. So, and it's cash. It comes in instantly. It's not like you sold it, but you're not going to get the cash until something happens. And that's what we do. And we teach people how to do that, and we've been doing it for 15 years. I think we've been doing these radio shows for about 10. And you can go to our website and look up into the podcast and listen to these shows. If you're not around one of the stations that broadcast these over the weekend, we also Randy, I'm going to turn it back to you now. You kind of tell them, you know, what you do to show people how to effectuate what I just described.
Well, first off, Joe, every Tuesday night, I conduct a free 2-hour introductory webinar that you can register for on our website at www.compoundstockearnings.com. And in that 2-hour free introductory seminar, I review the basics of what a cover call is, how compound stock earnings, we select, qualify, and construct a new covered call position, that being buying the stock and selling the call as you just described. And I actually demonstrate that with real market prices, with real positions. That's every Tuesday night, so you can register for that, come online, and see how that's actually performed. In addition, I actually also show one of our main management techniques. And management techniques are those techniques that we can use to generate income if a stock starts going down after we buy it. So whether the market goes up or down, it really makes no difference to us. We can generate income on those stocks because we treat the stocks as rental property. It's not the value of the stock going up where we make a profit. We make a profit by renting that stock out on a weekly or monthly basis. And so I demonstrate that technique, again, with real market prices and charts with positions that you request as the client. Says, this is the one I'd like you to look at. So I demonstrate how to do that and show that actual technique. So it's a good way to kind of get an introduction, see how the techniques kind of work, and decide if compound stock earnings is something that you'd like to do.
Yeah, and the neat thing about that Tuesday evening introductory seminar is it's live. It's a web-type cast. People can hear others asking questions, and people are going to hear them when they ask questions and make comments. So it's really a great way to learn what we're all about. It doesn't cost anything. It's free. And it's also recorded and sent to the YouTube. So you can listen to it. If you can't listen to it on Tuesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m., then you can go back and listen to it on our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and put in Compound Stock Earnings, and it'll pop up. And the latest one's always on YouTube. And then you can go back and listen to it over and over and over if that's what you want to do. If you subscribe to YouTube, which is free, then they send you a notice each time it's posted during the week. excuse me. So then we also, if you go to our website, compoundstockearnings.com, you can also subscribe to our free Cal Report. The Cal Report's been published now for about 15 years. It has every email comes into our company, comes into CSE, is in there with answers and comments by Randy and Ray and Bill and Cezanne and Joni, Keith, the other folks that do our seminars. And we put every letter in there unless someone specifically says don't put this in the Cal Report. So you can see what people are doing. You can see what their returns are. And it's free. It's called the Cal Report. Just go to our website, compoundstockearnings.com, and put that in, and you'll get the free Cal Report. We do all kinds of stuff. We do these seminars in different cities. We're doubling the number of cities where we do seminars by four. In other words, we do them in four cities right now. Los Angeles, out in Manhattan Beach, and here in Dallas at City Place, and up in Chicago, and we're adding Atlanta, and we're adding Houston, we're adding Seattle, and I said Atlanta, didn't okay, Seattle, Orlando, and Houston. We're adding those three, and I think the first one, the Atlanta schedule for next month. Randy, what's the date on that?
Yeah, that is going to be the 24th and 25th, I believe, of April. 23rd and 24th, excuse me, April 23rd and 24th out there in Atlanta. So we'll have a great time, live and in person. It's also broadcast on the online, so you can watch it on the internet as well.
Yeah, it's going to be over in the Bulkhead area, Buckhead area.
Buckhead.
We don't have the exact location yet, or at least the office hasn't informed me what it is, but that's where it's going to be. Now, we have a guest on here today. We always have a guest. We're the only radio station out there, not radio station, but program on the radio, financial program that always has a real live guest. And so we're not just, saying things that our people don't really, they're not really there. So now this one's unusual. This gentleman is young. He just turned 18. We met him for the first time on our CSE cruise several weeks ago down through the 7-day cruise down through the Caribbean. And we were real impressed. He's a real smart guy. He goes to school and goes to a private school, and they actually let him out to take a seminar called Trade the Moment that also, I think, one of Randy's other seminars, cover call seminars, momentum trades. And they let him out of school to attend those seminars online, and they also let him out of school to go on the cruise. Now, we'd never met him, and we also found out he can sing. He actually joined in and did a karaoke competition, and went up the ranks and was in the final competition. And so I'm going to introduce him now, and his name's Micah. Micah, are you there?
Yes, hello, sir.
Okay. Glad you could be on the radio show today. And happy birthday. I think just, what, a few weeks ago you turned 18.
Yes, thank you.
And the reason it's so, you know, important that we have you on here, we talk all the time about how when you sign up for our seminars, you can bring your offspring's 14 to 21 years old, and they can come for free. And they can come online, they can come in person, they can reattend, just like the dad or the mom does. And you guys, being that young, are more computer literate than probably most of us, and you're also in a learning mode. That's because you're in school. And what happens is you start learning this stuff, and all of a sudden, you're really making money. I know you've been doing virtual trading, but now you've opened up real money accounts now that you're 18. So I'm pretty sure you're going to start making lots of money based on what I've seen you do in your virtual trading account. And that's the nice thing about these virtual trading accounts. You know, your offsprings can learn this stuff without risking any real money. And then by the time they do put money in there, then they're really making money, and they don't have to borrow money for dates or buy cars or anything. They've got their own money. So when did you start this, and when did you start listening to the seminars, and just kind of bring me up to date on how long this has been going on, Micah?
Yeah, for sure. My brother started about a year and a half ago. He brought me in about 6 months in, so I'm coming up on a year of compound stock earnings. Through that time, I've taken the Trade the Moment seminar multiple times. And
okay, we're gonna have to take a little break, Micah, and Randy and I kind of spoke a lot during the first part, and we'll be right back. Everybody go to our website, compoundstockearnings.com, sign up for the Cal Report, sign up for Randy's Tuesday evening seminar, and we'll be back with Micah in just a few minutes.
Weekday mornings at 9,
it's Johnny B.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
WLS.
AM 890.
Okay, and Commission Wisdom, CSC Investment Show. And now we're going to go right back to Micah, who kind of ran us into our first little break there because Randy talks along when we first started the program. So, Micah, now let's go back. So you've been doing this about a year now, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. About a year. I've been primarily on the Tuesdays and Thursdays, the seminars with Faison and Joni, but I've also taken the covered call online, the advanced charting a couple times, the Trade the Moment seminars a couple times. You know, that importance of reattending that you always talk about really is super key. But yeah, definitely. I mean, it's an experience-oriented thing. You have to know what you're looking at, and you do that by looking at it, you know, constantly and really trying to understand it. Charts do a great job of that.
Okay, now what do you estimate your returns are on your virtual trading account?
My returns
on a monthly basis.
You know, it's hard to calculate exactly. I've been doing about 30% trades, 30 to 40% trades, and my February month was 30% on the whole account at that rate. So my trades average anywhere from...
Well, you're getting ready to break it down per trade, so you're probably talking anywhere from 3 to 6 or 7% per trade. But here's the deal. For people out there, people out there listening, they're not believing this stuff, you know. But here's the thing. You know, you can trade this virtually. And if you take the seminar and then you start trading virtually and you're not successful at it, then you're going to know. You're just wasting your time. It's difficult to waste your time using our techniques because we're rule-based. We're not speculation-based. So you don't have to have a lot of in-depth knowledge of the market. In fact, the least you know, the better, because Micah didn't. His brother didn't when they started, and he's making these returns. The other thing that makes me real, real proud of Micah is his intentions when he graduates high school. He's going to actually become a trader and using our techniques, and that's exciting. And why wouldn't he? Why would he go off and incur, you know, a bunch of money to get some kind of useless degree doing something that's not going to make any money and take 5 or 10 years to finally get going and the other 10 or 15 to pay back the loan? So this way, he could start off using our techniques. He'll be making lots of money. He'll be using real money. And then he can do what he wants to. He can go to college and you know, for the rest of his life if he wants to, because he's not going to spend more than probably, you know, an hour, you know, a day using our techniques. And now, Mike is which ones do you like better? Do you like the momentum trades, or do you like those real fast trade the moments? Because those are, for the audience out there, those are trades that you get into and you're out of probably within less than a minute. And then the momentum trades can go anywhere from a few minutes to a few days. But which what's your preference, Micah? Which technique?
Yeah, for sure. My preference would be trade the moment. I've been, you know, exploring momentum trades a little bit because they are very similar. But that trade the moment just, I mean, the advantages you can pull from that in such a short amount of time has always been really appealing to me. But on the college note, Joe, it's amazing, you know, being a teenager and seeing, you know, the pressure around you. Nobody asks you, you know, oh, are you thinking about going to college? You know, what, you know what you might want to take? It's where are you going to college? When are you going to college? What are you taking in college? And it's just taken for granted that you're guaranteed to go. And it's just not that way. Then you have all those kids in there that have no idea what they want to do. They're getting in debt and they're just getting their genitals out of the way. And you know, they have no clear picture of what they want to do yet.
Yeah, I think, and that's what's significant. We talk about that all the time. We talk about that in our Cal Report editorials all the time. It's not that Micah might not ever go to college, but the point is he'll be able to do whatever he wants to do, and he can do it from anywhere in the world. He doesn't have to stay, you know, where he is now, or he can do it from anywhere. And so it's his, give him choices that others don't have choices. You know, the parents push him out the door, say, hey, go to that college right there. And the parents think, oh, man, this is so neat, kids going to college. But he's just learning to be a worker, because people that go to college end up having to get jobs. And so many of them right now can't get jobs, primarily because, you know, they didn't do good in college. They got the degree, but they, you know, not real smart. So they're not able to get jobs. You know, so this is the difference. This is what happens when you send somebody like Micah to our seminars, and, you know, it gives them an option. Most kids don't have options, just like Micah said, you know, somebody saying, oh, hey, you know, you're going to college, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. And nothing wrong with college. You know, you're seeing – oh, and you know, the other neat thing about college is that we have more college graduates now than ever before. We also have less people in the middle class. Wonder why that is. Wonder why we have less people in the middle class, but we have more college graduates than we've ever had before. Seems to be a direct correlation there. We get more of them. Country's going to go, you know, to the dogs, I suppose. I'll be underclass. Randy, what do you, you know, you never agree with any of my thoughts, even though you repeat them a lot, you know, but you never agree with them. So what's your idea on that? And besides that, Randy, got to tell about what you did for your daughter. This is real significant.
Okay, when we come back.
Randy, you're going to do it in a minute. We have another break coming up. Go to our website, compounds.kearnies.com, and sign up for Randy's introductory seminar on Tuesday evening, 7 to 9. And sign up for our Cal Report, which is totally free. It's been around 15 years. You can really see what people are doing in compound stock earnings. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Listen for exclusive Weather Channel updates at the top and bottom of every hour.
WLS AM 890.
Okay, Unconventional Wisdom, CSC Investment Show, and we're back. And we're going to now let Randy kind of speak to us about his daughter and how she got involved with CSC and the circumstances that led up to it. So, Randy, go ahead before we had to cut you off to go to the break.
Okay, well, first I'll start with agreeing with you on college, kind of. I went to college. I'm engineering, and that's a good degree. You could actually do something with that when you got out of college. My thoughts on college is I think you should get a good education, but it should be an education on something that you can use in the future. The thing with compound stock earnings, you learn the techniques. You can pay for your college with earning money instead of creating debt. I worked my way through college, so I didn't have any debt. And you can do the same thing with the compound stock earnings techniques. It also then allows you to go into whatever field that you desire that meets your likes and dislikes, as opposed to trying to get a job to just make money. So you can support yourself with the trading like Micah is planning on doing, and then do whatever else you want with all your extra time, because trading only takes, in Micah's case, he probably doesn't spend more than 30 minutes or an hour a day. So secondly, is that right, Micah? It doesn't take very much time, right?
No, about a half hour.
There you go. So you have all the rest of the day to do whatever. And you could play golf or baseball, or you could go to school, or you could be a teacher or a plumber or whatever that you decide to do. As I learned the compound synchronous techniques back in 2006, that led me to be able to retire early. And now I've been retired for over 9 years. But I had a small portfolio that I was managing for my kids. And my daughter had gotten her business degree and was out as a marketing director and decided to go back to school at night while she was working full-time to get her master's degree. Now, she was working and she was trying to pay for school and creating a lot of debt. And at the same time, after 2 years of night school full-time while she was working full-time, she graduated with her master's or MBA. She thought, I'm going to get a raise and a promotion. And then all of a sudden, the 2008-2009 times came in and all the companies were downsizing. So she decided that she would start looking at her broker statement of the account that I was managing for her. And she looked at it one day and said, Dad, looks like you're making more money in my account than I'm making at work. And I said, yeah. She says, well, why can't I do that? I said, I've been waiting for years for you to say that. And so she decided to learn the techniques and take over her account. And shortly thereafter, decided to retire. So she's now a full-time stay-at-home mom, which is probably more work than going to be a marketing director. But she's able to continue generating income using the compound synchronous techniques while she's running it's my two granddaughters that she gets to raise while she's running them all around. They're her kids, but I call them my granddaughter. So she's having a great time being a mom, but still being able to generate income.
Yeah, you know, and she's such a nice person. She was also on the cruise. And Micah, you probably met her. I'm sure you did. But she's really nice. And you know, like Micah says, maybe he spends maybe 30 minutes a day. These techniques, this is not something you sit there and just watch and watch and watch. And you don't like watch a stock and you hope it gets to here and then you're going to go into it or do something like that. It's spur of the moment. The techniques, we have our own proprietary charting that helps you out tremendously when to enter the sweet spot on the stock. That's why you can get out within a few minutes when you use the trade the moment technique, and a little bit longer when you use the momentum trading. We have other techniques that are taught, our credit spread techniques are taught by Ray and Bill, modification of the credit spreads by them and by Keith, pretty much pure credit spreads. And then you learn how to do leaps. Now, leaps, shouldn't have even said that because it's a long-term blah, 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 but it's an option. And you can, a lot of people have heard of margin, and they get in trouble with margin because you buy a stock on margin, all you get is 50% margin. Goes down, they make calls on you, and it's dangerous. It's a really, really dangerous way to invest. But you can do it with leaps and get not 50% leverage, but probably closer to 70, 80, 90% leverage with no loans. So it's a very great way to invest. The neat thing about when you're using covered calls, buying stock and renting them, the money you make each month, you can spend. It's not just on a brokerage statement. It's in the bank. And you can spend that. So if you're trying to retire and you're retiring, with a modest amount of money, you can actually have a great retirement life because you can make good returns, excellent returns. And you can go to our website, compoundstockearnings.com, and get a feel for what we have to offer and sign up for Randy's Tuesday evening introductory seminar. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
The Sox host the Diamondbacks Sunday at 3:05
on the home of White Sox baseball.
WLS
AM 890.
Okay, Unconventional Wisdom, CSC Investment Show. And we're back. We're back for a few more times and having a good show today. Have Mike out there, and he's just turned 18. And when he graduates here shortly, he's going to be going into trading full-time using the CSC techniques. And so we're excited about that. And he's the poster child for what we always say about young people learning our techniques. And it's easy for them. It gives them the ability to start life instead of being in debt, to start life with money in their pockets and building a portfolio, and most of them can retire in a few years, but they're not going to, and they don't have to, but they could. And with Randy, I think you can vouch up for it on this. With we're talking about negative interest rates in the States, like they've had in Europe and Japan for ever. And when you're retired and you can't get anything for your money in the bank, in fact, you have to pay the bank money probably. It's not a good situation. And so if you want to retire anytime in your life, in the next 5 to 15, 20 years, instead of following those old rules of save, 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 and what always amazes me in those rules, they say save, you get an average 7 or 8% a year, and then you'll have this many dollars when you retire in 45 years. And, of course, right now, I don't know of anybody that's getting those kind of returns and having for years. And it's going to be years before they do. So you've got to do something. You've got to invest in something that produces returns, and not just speculative returns, but cash returns, because that's what it takes to live when you retire. You can't take your brokerage statement down to Walmart and buy anything, but you can take cash. And so that's why it's so important. Wait a minute, Micah, now I know you're not concerned about retirement at this time, but does any of that make sense to you?
It really does. I mean, I think what you're talking about and what CSC really focuses on is the value of money. Money itself doesn't have value, but until you extract the value out of money to buy property or food or something that you can actually use, that's when it becomes valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. And, if anybody's listened to this show and has, a young person, Micah's age range, just shoot me an email. And to the extent Micah ever has time, he might be able to communicate with him and kind of let him know what he's doing and how he got started and so on and so forth. So, Randy, are you still there?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Micah. Go ahead. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I just, to the youth, I would just say, it's all about, all CSC teaches within the strategies is being actionary instead of reactionary. I mean, if you just react to everything and you're carried around by whims and fads and popular things, then you're going to be chasing that the rest of your life, and you're never going to get anywhere. But with things like CSC, you can become actionary. You can become purposeful and actually, happen to life instead of just letting life happen to you.
Well, of course, that's easy for you to say because you've got that backup career. You've got that that singing career. And actually, Micah did it during the karaoke on the ship, did a song by Frank Sinatra. Sounded just like him. But when you've got that kind of backup, you don't have to worry about anything,
If all else fails, just hop on American Idol, right?
There you go. That's right. That's right. Have to record.
You can't do American Idol because this is the last season. But you can go on The Voice.
Oh, The Voice. God.
That's right. What we ought to do, Randy, is record a new entry song and have Micah singing. What was that song that Frank Sinatra used to sing? If you can do it here, you can do it anywhere.
My way.
New York. New York.
Oh yeah, New York.
My way.
Yep.
New York. New York.
Yeah, that'd be great. But anyhow, it's just so exciting to have somebody that's doing what we always talk about that others can do. And so, if you're out there and you think you might want to communicate with Mike a little bit, just send me an email and we might be able to set something up. Randy, tell me now, what was the date on that seminar in Atlanta? April the what?
That was April 23rd and 24th, April 23rd and 24th, Saturday and Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning till about 4:30 in the afternoon each day.
And Randy and I conduct that seminar, and it's online also, like he said earlier. And it's a great way to uh, to learn what we're doing, and it's specifically on covered calls, which is our most basic technique, because if you that's the one you have to start off with, and then there's variants from that and that have substantially different yields. So it's a great seminar, and we enjoy doing it, and we've changed our schedules. We used to go in, be there, the Friday before the seminar, and then leave the last day of the seminar. Well, we don't do that anymore because people want to hang around and talk and visit and ask more questions. And so now we don't leave till Monday. So we have all afternoon that last day. So go to our website, compoundstockearnings.com. Check out the Tuesday evening introductory seminar sign-up and sign up for our Cal report. Both those are free. We'll be back in a minute.
Truth Detector. Rush Limbaugh is live. Weekdays 11 till 2.
WLS.
AM 890.
Okay, Unconventional Wisdom, CSC Investment Show. And we're back. Last segment here. We typically devote that to letting our guests say whatever they want to say. And so my idea is, Michael, to kind of give a little history, some additional history, a little more definitive about how his brother and he got involved with CSC. So go ahead, Micah.
Yeah, for sure. Kel was at, he took a few classes through Robert Kiyosaki's program, Rich Dad Poor Dad, the different classes he teaches on real estate and everything like that. My brother's always been big into, entrepreneurial of all types. And he was there, he met a doctor who loved CSE techniques. He just didn't have time with his practice. I think he was a surgeon. And so he put Mikkel onto it and started directing him towards that. Mikkel was able to look into it and really grabbed onto it, signed up for the Platinum services, got the advanced charting, and then started taking all the seminars. I think he actually did that Fast Start seminar was his initial entry.
Okay, yeah, the Fast Start.
Mm-hmm. That's
a good way that it got started. I know that Kiyosaki actually wrote, Robert Kiyosaki wrote the forward to our book, Covered Calls and Leaps of Wealth Option, which, by the way, we seem to forget to mention all the time. You can buy it off our website called Covered Calls and Leaps of Wealth Option. You can buy it off of Amazon. You can buy it in bookstores, Barnes & Nobles, other ones that are around. So you should buy that book. Explains all our techniques. And Robert Kiyosaki wrote the foreword to that book because he's a real estate person. He's not a stock person. And he was very, very impressed with how we treated real estate. We treated stocks like real estate. And that's what – and he has seminars, somewhat kind of owns real estate mostly, and we've appeared at some of his seminars and events also. So that was a good way to get started. Now, is your brother Miguel, right?
Mikkel, yeah.
Is that okay, good. Is he as active in this? Is he as active in this as you are?
We trade every morning together, we're always right there. We're kind of battle buddies, but yes, he's very active. Absolutely.
Well, now, do you have to report back to the school on your successes here, or they just you run out the door and they don't know that you're gone for an hour or so?
Yes,
or
no, I have a good relationship with the principal. It's a small private Christian school, so we're able to, it's the why more than the what.
Okay, Randy, you got any words of wisdom there from Miguel?
Well, they are participating. They mentioned the Platinum services, and the Platinum service not only provides the ability to see actual live trading while it's being done, but also coaching webinars that are conducted live in the market each week for a few hours, and those are recorded, and you can watch them over and over and over again. So Micah mentioned that he participates in the Trade the Moment webinars and Platinum Service, and he gets the coaching from Cezanne and Joni on a weekly basis. So those are another support service, a way of learning faster and getting additional coaching on the different techniques that we teach as well.
Yeah, and that Trade the Moment seminar that Cezanne and Joni does, that both of y'all have mentioned, is Monday through Friday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's a sort of an abbreviated version. They do a trade or two by themselves, and you're tuned in, and you're looking at the charts, and they're showing you how you pick out the sweet spot. And then they actually do the trade, and they're real trades. And then every few months, they do a live seminar, and it's done on Friday. So you know, they're doing real trades, and you can, again, see exactly how they're doing it. And sometimes it's online, sometimes it's in person. And they always have great success. Seems like they always make some profitable trades during those seminars. But then on Tuesday and Thursday, they have a much longer seminar, usually an hour and a half, 2 hours, where they go into even more detail. And you have the ability through the webcast to ask questions, make comments, and see everything they're doing, and how they're coming with where to enter these positions. It's called the sweet spot, and then how they get out so fast. And it's really fun to listen to them, because sometimes they're just sort of running into each other. They're both doing transactions at the same time. And you can usually tell when something's getting ready to happen, because there'll be silence. And then all of a sudden, I just entered this, and blah, blah, blah. It goes on like that. So it's a lot of fun. And you can, I think there's even a free trial period on those. There's some free trial periods on your seminars, right, Randy?
Yes, absolutely. You can find out on our website.
Okay. Go to our website, compoundstockearnings.com. Check out all this stuff. Sign up for Randy's Tuesday evening introductory seminar. Sign up for the Cal Report. And Micah, thank you very, very much for being on the show today. And we're really proud of you. And we'll see you guys later on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joe.
Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Unconventional Wisdom of Joseph Hooper. All opinions on this show are those of the presenters or are the opinions of their guests. These opinions are for educational purposes only and should not be interpreted as investment or financial advice. Any investment performance figures mentioned refer to past performance. All investments involve risk, and past performance is not an indication of future results. Individual results will vary. The financial returns and results experienced by today's guest are unique and not typical of CSE customers. Today's guest has devoted more time, invested more financial resources and other resources, and or has used more of CSE's program tools than most CSE customers. See www.compoundstockearnings.com for additional details.
The preceding was a commercial program paid for by Compound Stock Earnings.